Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rashawn Blyden here. I want to talk about Amir. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I never wanna be a part of that New York, New York. Mayor Eric Adams wants New Yorkers to pay for migrants to go to college. Really? All right. Wow. So, New York City Mayor Eric Adams has a novel idea. As his administration continues to deal with thousands of migrants and illegal aliens being sent to the Big Apple, here's a novel idea. Reject them. Send them back to where they belong. Out of the country, why don't you? He wants residents to pay for at least some of them to go to college. That's right. So let me get this straight. We, the American people, has to pay, well, the New York citizens, have to pay for illegal people to go to college, but they have to pay for their own children to go to college, which is the way it should be. Okay. So the money that the Empire State takes from its residents will go towards educating migrants of, don't call them, first of all, and I've argued this point on Swell, they are not migrants, so don't call them migrants. You want to know what I'm talking about? You can see on the screen clearly tells you how you can join in on the conversation. So, these illegal aliens seeking asylum, if Adams gets his way, the New York Post reported. Adams plans to provide as many as 100 illegal aliens with 12 months of classes, room and board in upstate Sullivan County, and the project could continue indefinitely. Of course, that's what Democrats do. Once you give them an inch, they take a mile. So, the pilot program to be overseen by Adams' newly created city agency, the Office of Asylum Seeker Operations, involves both sunny Sullivan Community College in tiny Lot Sheldrake and the Center for Discovery, a special education school in nearby Harris. The cost to the taxpayers hasn't been disclosed, but will likely exceed $1.2 million in the first year based on the price tag or two for two semesters at sunny Sullivan alone. Wow. So, the pilot program will focus on resettlement and legal services as well as a new 24/7 arrival center for asylum seekers, according to the press release. While this is a progressive white savior dreams, others are not so keen on this idea. For instance, Republican Elise Stefanik of Republican of New York told the Post that Adams is incentivizing and rewarding illegal aliens simply to export the crisis of Democrats' own making, which is true. This is all on them. Can't put it on Republicans, that's for sure. Breitbart News noted that since April 2021, some 50,000 illegal aliens have arrived in the Democrats-run sanctuary city, with more than 30,000 still in the city's care. Many of these individuals are being sheltered in 85 hotels using taxpayers' funding. What a novel idea, yeah. The massive influx of the migrants has harmed small businesses that typically rely on tourist dollars to stay afloat. In a statement announcing the creation of the OASA, Adams said, New Yorkers New Yorkers, you know that the asylum seekers of today is the citizen, the leader, and the innovator of tomorrow. Get out of my face. And I'm proud that New York City is leading the way, turning a crisis into an opportunity for progress for the entire country. Get away from me, you fool. State Senator George Borrello, a Republican, told the Post that the mayor is trying to spread the burden throughout the state and that he and Governor Kathy Hoochie Hoochie Mama are basically covering for Biden's failure to control the southern border. He added, I guess this is about as clear as we can get that Poopy Pants administration is not helping us at all, and that it's simply on us to set these people up for the rest of their lives in the USA. So let's sum this up, shall we? Dun 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 dun. New York City has been experiencing serious influx of illegal aliens because of President Poopy Pants, and he's not serious about securing the border of enforcing immigration policies. In response, Mayor Adams is forcing residents to pay for their lodging and wishes to take their money to also pay for 100 of these folks to attend college. This while New York City businesses are suffering. Sounds pretty progressive, doesn't it? I would say so. I would say so it does. So, New Yorkers, you know what you have to do. You have to move the hell on out of there. Get out of there. If you're not there, how could they charge you? Get out of there. That's my answer to you. Political corruption is from the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. There are a medical bomb, so come on, people, let's go. A medical bomb, so come on, people, let's go.